بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبشر الصابرين الذين اذا اصابتهم مصيبه قالوا انا لله وانا اليه راجعون اولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمه واولئك هم المهتدون صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters at home, today we realize the qeemat, the value of one loaf of bread, 1 liter of milk. In fact, one slice of bread, how valuable it is, how precious it is. Halat come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Different conditions comes to us. There are tests, trials, tribulation from the time this whole virus and pandemic thing started. That time also we heard ulama explaining to us the test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person is tested, then he should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have mentioned so many times, and this applies to myself first, and to all of us, we need to become genuine, sincere, loyal to Allah Rabbul Izzat. We should not become seasonal Muslims. Only when some bala comes to us, then we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, when we are tested, that's the first thing to do, is only turn to Allah Rabbul Izzat. But even when Allah has given us plentiful, when we had so much of food on our table, so much of luxury in our life, how much of israf we make, how much we waste, slices of bread just goes into the bin. We don't even teach our children etiquette and adab, sunnat way of eating, not becoming lavish at this moment of time. There is no out food. Nobody will even dream of having burgers and all those pizzas and all those things. Imagine standing in a line from after Fajr for such long hours waiting to enter a store to get something at least that may be on the shelf. We never dreamt of such conditions. My respected brothers and elders, mothers and sisters, we have to become very, very, very serious now. Very serious. Far too long we have been just taking things a bit too casual, too light. And instead of blaming everybody else, this has become a fashion tendency in our life. We shift the blame from us to somebody else. Because of them, he is doing that. Those people, they. Point the finger at myself. I am kusurbar. Hazrat Maulana Al-Hasan Rahmatullahi Alayhi, Azaji Rahmatullahi Alayhi, Nizamuddin, when there was riots taking place in India, I mentioned this a few weeks back, and we have heard this from Ahmad Latsab, Damat Barakatuhum. He should take the letters and the mail to Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Ali. That was his job, that was his duty. And Hazrat Ji would ask him, "Bhai, kya ho raha hai?" He said, when I entered the room, Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Ali was lying on the bed, but he was tossing and turning, and he was pareshan, restless. First question he asked Mullah Ahmad Sahab, "Bhai, Mali Sahab, batao kya ho raha hai? What's happening outside?" His Hazrat, "So many trains were burnt. So many Muslims lost their lives." Hazrat Ji Maulana Al-Hasan Rahmatullah Ali began to cry. He said, "Ya Allah, ye sab meri wajah se ho raha hai. All this is happening because of me." And each one of us have to really believe that these conditions have come down because of my weaknesses. My weaknesses. It's very easy to say, they are not doing this, and they are not doing that, and they are like that, and those people are that. Ulama are like this, and the big jamaat like that, and those. Hey, let us talk about myself. Have I made islah myself? Have I rectified myself? Say, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to now contemplate. It is not late. It's not late. Conditions come from Allah. So when good conditions come to us, there is a time we should make shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Not make israf and just throw away food. In our wedding functions, I don't go to any of these wedding functions, but when we were young, we could see, and also we hear from people, that on each table, platters of food that are wasted, thrown into the dustbin. So much of meat, when we travel by plane, there is no need to, I always say, don't take that food if you're not going to eat. The moment you open the tray, they will throw that into the bin. You are responsible. Why did you take that? So when these things happen in our life, then Allah will make us now realize the qeemat of one slice of bread. One slice of bread. Nonetheless, respected brothers and elders, Rasulullah SAW has mentioned in hadith of narrated by Aziz Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma, and the narration, in one part it is mentioned, that you must remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi ar-rakha ya'rifka fi shiddah. If you remember Allah, ta'arraf ila Allahi fi ar-rakha ya'rifka fi shiddah. Acquaint yourselves. Become close to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Recognize Allah Ta'ala. Make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be loyal to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness. We have forgotten that today. There is so much of khawf in my life, in all of our lives. And this is exactly what shaitan wants to do. إِنَّمَا ذَلِكُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ يُخَوِّفُ أَوْلِيَاءَ. Shaitan will want to scare us. And he will show us in the social media such things that will make us panic. It will make us become so scared that we will have sleepless nights. And we will think, this is going to happen now. This is going to happen. That's going to happen. And now our mind wanders. And we become so fear-gripped that now we don't enjoy our food. We don't enjoy our ibadat. We are just waiting to hold on to some wazifa. And something must happen. My respected brothers and elders, mothers and sisters, when times of happiness comes to us, prosperity, remember Allah Rabbul Izzat. Make shukr to Allah. Ya'rifka fi shiddah. Allah will remember you in your times of calamity. So when any musibat comes to us, believers, Allah will test us. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخُوفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. Sometimes there's a loss of life, some property goes away. How many of our brothers lost their businesses? May Allah Ta'ala replace them with ni'matul badal. Brothers, at least give them dua. Phone them. Give them words of consolement, encouragement. Support them if you can. Now also, when we're getting some loaf of bread, shaitan will tell us, you'd rather take one or two loaves, take more. Just in case. Wallahi, Allah is the provider. Allah will give you what is written for you. Allah will give you what is... So you got that one loaf, spare a few slices, save those few slices, and look for that one widow, one poor person, one elderly person who can't even come to the masjid, he can't go to any shop. Check, you're a believer, have that feeling, fikr, find out somebody might be in need, and you go and give that person that slice of bread that will save you from the fire of Jahannam. So when musibat comes to us, in other, whatever way Allah tests us, whether some fear comes, some hunger, then وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Give glad tidings to those who are patient. Who are those patient ones? الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ. When any calamity befalls them, قَالُوا, they say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ. We all belong to Allah. وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. We all are going to return to Allah. We're not going to live in this world forever and ever. No calamity will remain with us perpetually. Whatever bala has come, whatever musibat has come, whatever sickness has come, whatever problem, calamity, whatever it is, whatever loss, that loss will come to an end one day when you pass away or when qiyamah takes place. After that, all that is finished. Dunya finishes and all those things finish with it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ. You are reminding yourselves that we all the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we all are going to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah then says, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلِيمٌ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. That for such people who are patient, they did not complain when they are tested with some calamity, Allah says, they get salawatum, ulaika alladhina alayhim salawatum mir rabbihim. They are such that upon them, ulama say, alayhim means lahum. For them is salawatum mir rabbihim. Salawat means maghfirat from Allah. Allah forgives such persons. Wa rahma, Allah sends His mercy on such people. And wa ulaika humul muhtadun, they are people who will be guided by Allah Rabbul Izzat. You are getting three benefits. When you are being patient, when you have been tested with some calamity from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah sends the bala, you so make sabr, and Allah will give you thalathu khisalin, three favors, three boons. What is it? Number one, Allah will make you maghfirat, Allah will send mercy upon you, and Allah will give you hidayat. All this, imagine, say, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting with Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala, and the candle goes off. Immediately Rasulullah teaches her to say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Think like a candle going off. When the light goes off, this is the masnoon dua we should read. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So we sympathize with all those people who have got whatever loss they have sustained. And we make shukr if Allah has given us afiyat. And of course we compliment all those brothers who have so courageously gone all out and spend the nights in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, guarding the homes and guarding the places. May Allah ta'ala give them the highest stages of barakat and jannat in akhirat. May Allah make it easy for them, our women folk, so many khatams they are reading, so much of duas. And this is what is required. Rujur ila Allah. Turning completely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have been shaken once by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unfortunately, myself, I have not taken any lesson. So we don't take heed from all this bala. So we continue and we think everything is okay. And in the process, brothers, contemplate. I do not like to repeat these things. But how often it has happened that we just blaming A and B and C and we fighting and quarreling an entire day in the social media. Nasty, nasty comments. We have become so disunited. When this happens, وَإِذَا تَسَابَتْ أُمَّتِي سَقَطَتْ مِنْ عَيْنِ اللَّهِ. My ummah will fight and quarrel, then they will fall down from the nigah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can see this so clear, Allah, as though Allah has turned His face away from us. All Allah wants us to come back to Allah, to cry like little children, to cry like little children. And in our dua, nida'an khafiyya. What is a dua we make, collective dua? But this is my humble appeal, and one of my asatiza, he phoned me the other day asking about our condition, what's happening, and then he said that we should make dua nida'an khafiyya individually. Ya Allah, quietly, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we begging you. Ya Allah, I am begging you. Ya Allah, remove this condition from us. Each one of us in solitude, when you go home or wherever it is, our mothers and sisters also, when you're reading your tahajjud or whatever nafil, then you cry to Allah Ta'ala. Talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like how Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam made the dua, nida'an khafiyya. Yani ayista ayista, chupke ya Allah. Ya Allah, please, ya Allah, we're begging you. Ya Allah, you help us, you assist us, you guide us. Inshallah, we should do this. There are so many wazifas that we can read. And of course, from the Quran, extremely important and very, 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 very powerful is La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntum minal zalimin. Recite it, inshallah. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimin. This is da'watu idhin noon, the dua of Yunus alayhi salatu salam. Imagine in the belly of the fish, of the whale. For us it's like a tail, we can't understand. Imagine going and being swallowed by a huge whale. And then in the deepness of the sea, in the darkness of the night, the depth of the sea and the darkness of the night. And Allah Ta'ala then removed him from there. Allah said, وَكَذَٰلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. All those who do the same, they will also be saved. Allah says, we will give relief and we will save the believers. So, لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. Then, حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل نعم المولى ونعم النصير. The time came and people began to frighten the Sahaba. That, oh, that group of people. إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ. They have gathered, they're going to attack you. They're going to harm you. فَخْشَوْهُمْ. Fear them, fear them. Sahaba فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا. That statement did not make them fearful. It may increase the iman. وَقَالُوا They said, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ Allah is sufficient for us. Again, my respected brothers and elders, we have to direct and focus our attention to the greatness of Allah. We make dhikr. Every time we have dhikr, I said, think of the greatness of Allah. The supremacy of Allah. Everything in Allah's control. Allahu Akbar. Allah is most great. Nobody is greater than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to keep on saying this every single day. We will be tested. And sometimes we will slip also. Again, we remind ourselves. No, it is only Allah who can assist me. Only Allah who can assist me. So, hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah is the best of protectors. Ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. The best of guardians, the best of helpers is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So recite, hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. Then istighfar in abundance. Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa hu al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayhi. The hadith of Rasulullah s.a.w. Man lazim al-istighfar. Whoever clings to istighfar. Clings to istighfar means he doesn't just make it now and then. Every single day, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. And then what's going to happen? Ja'alallahu lahu min kulli dhiqin makhraja. Allah Ta'ala will make an opening for him from every tightness. Everything looks so difficult for him. On his right hand side, left hand side, above, beneath, in front of him, behind him, he seems so constricted, restricted. Allah Ta'ala will remove him from that. Allah will make an opening for him. I mean, kulli hammin faraja. From every sorrow, Allah will give him some assistance, some help. Allah will give him some relief. And over and above all this, وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ Allah will provide for him from unseen sources. Unseen sources, Allah will give him rozi. So, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الْحَيُّ الْقَيُّومُ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْهِ Then, لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ This is kanzum min kunuzi al-jannah. This is from the treasures of the treasures of Jannah or under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Thani rahmatullahi alayhi, when there was problems in India, there was riots, people came to him, he said, recite la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah in abundance. So they just started reciting la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah and they hardly reached a certain number and immediately Allah brought calm. Allah brought serenity, Allah brought peace there. Again, have yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الشيطان يعيدكم الفقر ويأمركم بالفحشاء. Shaitan will scare you and he promise you, oh boy, you don't do this, you don't take that, you don't do this, you're going to get suffer poverty. And he'll command you to become obscene, lewd, filth. But Allah promises maghfirah and fadl. Allah wants to give us plentiful. So again, the correct yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that everything comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is in His control. Therefore, ruju ila Allah. We turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawbah, istighfar. We mentioned so many times tawbah. Tawbah, you must show that nadamat of having committed the sin, abandon that sin, and make a firm promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, I will never go back to that sin. There are many sins that we have done. We have not made sincere tawbah from. And there are many sins we made tawbah from. But there are those few sins that we know deep down in our hearts, that we have not made Tawbatan Nasuha as yet. Therefore, tonight in dua, or at home whenever we go, Ya Allah, I'm making complete Tawbah now. From every single sin that I have done deliberately, intentionally or unintentionally, whatever it may be. Ya Allah, in those sins that I forgot even, that I committed those sins in the past. Allah, I'm making Tawbah from those sins also. When we do all these things, and with all this, we give sadaqah. Even though now we have nothing, but still you got one slice of bread, half a slice you can still give. اتَّقُوا النَّارَ وَلُوْ بِشِقِّ تَمْرَةٍ One, a part of a date, a piece of a date we give the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to some poor person, it will save us from the fire of Jahannam. And we have given the blessings of sadaqah previously also. Allah's rahmat comes. It wards off evil. If any bala was coming, the moment you give sadaqah, it will just ward off that bala. And alhamdulillah, what we have seen is the support one another has given. وَتَوَاسُوا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسُوا بِالصَّبْرِ This is a believer, that he sees his Muslim brother or sister, and not only even Muslim brother and sister, even a non-Muslim, who hasn't got food to eat, and we are ready. We pour our hearts out and we will rally and we join and we'll feed the poor and the needy. So this must continue, inshallah. And amongst our families, our friends, neighbors, check if any person may need some medication. This is the time where we will have to make what is called ithar. Ithar means give preference to the other person. As much as we need it, but the other person also requires it, this is when we will give it to him. So it's easy to see it in times of prosperity and happiness to give this bayan. We must give ithar, and we'll quote the waqia of the sahabi who is passing away and he requires water and he says, atash, atash, and water is brought to him and he hears his next brother also passing away and he requires water. So he quickly says, no, give it to him. And when that person is given the water, he hears his next Muslim brother, a sahabi passing away and he requires that. He's so thirsty. He's dying out of thirst. Atash, atash. She said, give it to him. And by the time we went to each person, that person passed away. When he came to the first person, he also left this world. But they gave preference to the other. وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا. And this should be our quality. That even though I need it so much, but let me check. Maybe that person, he requires it more. So let me give it to him. Inshallah, when you make sincere ruju ila Allah, and one of the ulama and mashayikh told me the other day, to tell the people, kasrat say, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Read again and again. So inshallah, these few azkar, there are so many others also prescribed and mentioned by mashayikh, ulama, read this dua, that dua, read whatever we can. But the most important thing is sincere tawbah, sincere istighfar, ruju ila Allah, and genuine dua to Allah Rabbul Izzat. In solitude. Cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make aman and aman. After all, whatever we have done, if otherwise is written for us, then it is beyond our means, beyond our control. But Allah ta'ala is too kind. Allah ta'ala is too kind. Allah is too loving. At this very moment, many of you may have heard, that so many masoom children in the world, madrasas in India, Afghanistan, Syria, making dua, taking the names of Muslims in South Africa. Those same masoom yatim children, when we sent food for them, those refugees in Syria, today they are making dua for us. Allah will accept the masoom child's dua, the tear that comes out for them, and they are so masoom, so genuine. Inshallah, we will see there will be some relief for us. It's very important we need to be calm, composed, and not become so angry and start doing things, you know, which is not expected from us to do. We have to display a good akhlaq, we are believers, and we have to invite the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards iman, towards jannat, and we will become the means of them being safe from the fire of jahannam. So inshallah, and of course, sometimes it's because of the presence of certain people that Allah Ta'ala saves the whole basti. We have seen the tsunami, imagine. Everything got destroyed but one masjid remained. We've seen so many places, the entire house is burnt, Quran was saved. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala brings sometimes some pious servant of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Outwardly, we might not even realize he's so pious. Only Allah knows. That man, what ta'alluq he has with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes a jamaat being in our vicinity, our locality, is because of the jamaat that has come, that Allah brings aman and aman. Sometimes some ahle dil, sometimes maybe a hafiz of the Quran, an alim, a madrasa, a darul uloom, a maktab, a heaps class in your area. And because of that, Allah wards off that evil. You remember the story of that person who was being given azab. All of mashayikh have mentioned this incident that the person has been given azab because of his doings. And somebody had seen this in his dream, that this person is being given azab. And the next day he sees suddenly Allah Ta'ala has removed this azab of qabr from him. And the person asked, how come, why? So he said, no. This person who has been given azab, because of his sins, the next day his child went to the maktab. And what the child learned? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Allah is Rahman, Rahim. So Allah Ta'ala said, when this child, parents, little masoom child is taking my name, I am full of rahmat, I am Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, how could I then punish his father?
So Allah Ta'ala removed the azab of the qabr by the child just started Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Have hopes in the mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Have hopes only in Allah Rabbul Izzat. Shaitan will frighten us, chaos. So I make a humble appeal. I myself also sometimes will start reading something and then we want to know what's happening. And we'll only hear negative things. So what's going to happen? We're going to become more scared. So Allah Ta'ala help us now not to go into the social media and go into the news and go into this and that, because it's only going to make us very fearful. And half the time or most of the time the news is not even authentic and genuine, it is fake. If we have made taslim of ourselves and the whole lesson of Qurbani, imagine it is Hajj days. As though we have forgotten it is Hajj. As though we have forgotten it is Qurbani. So these are Mubarak days. And what was the main lesson of Qurbani? Sacrifice for the sake of Allah. Do things sincerely. MashaAllah, even distribution if you're doing, do it solely for the pleasure of Allah. You're helping any person, do it for the soul, for the pleasure of Allah. Your right hand is giving, your left hand must not. Of course, sometimes it has to be done in the open. But whatever we are doing, do it khalisan liwajhi Allah. The whole lesson of Qurbani, that the sacrifice, it is not the blood and flesh that reaches Allah Ta'ala. Allah wants to see the taqwa, how sincere you are, how you submitted, you surrendered yourself to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Like how this animal you've got, you're slaughtering this animal. You're doing it for who? May Allah's hukam. Ibrahim alayhi salam submitted himself before Allah. Ismail alayhi salam submitted himself before Allah Rabbul Izzat. Hajar alayhi salam submitted herself before Allah Rabbul Izzat. And this lesson continues till the day of Qiyamah. So Allah has given us all these beautiful lessons of Quran, Hadith. Allah has given us ulama, ufas, elders, tabligh jamaat, we've got khankas. Allah has blessed this country with so many ni'mats. Let us not make nashukri of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Let us not destroy the efforts of our elders of the past, our parents, our grandparents, all the efforts they made. And become such that now we blame everybody else and become so disunited and shout and scream. Now, Allah has opened all masjids. Make shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now don't talk other things again. Now, let us be positive. Think of what's in the front, the future now. So help one another. Guide. Somebody goes off a little bit off track. Nicely, kindly, with pyar, hubbad. In a nice way. Don't condemn the man. Don't criticize the person. You throw him further away. You can become the means of that person even leaving iman. We don't even think of this. That you became the object and the impediment for him from coming closer to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. With kind words. Yes, sometimes a person has to be told something sternly. It's a different matter. But we don't look at ourselves as becoming, as sinners. We look at everybody else as a sinner. And this has to come out of our lives. Ya Allah, may gunaybar. And that person is better than me. Yes, he has done a mistake. But let me go and try in a nice way make nahi and munkar, which we have to do. May Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq of making amal. May Allah remove all the bala, afat, musibah. Then also so many people are sick, so many people are critically sick. I was with Mufti Ibrahim Desai Sahab of Darul Ifta, Shawud. He used to have his program also very close to us. May Allah Ta'ala give him calm and shifa. He's on the ventilator. And also so many other friends, Hafiz Muhammad Randari also is on the ventilator. So like this, so many people have requested du'as. Inshallah, in these Mubarak days, when we make ibadat in the night, then we can sawab of Laylatul Qadr. So many brothers were fasting also. May Allah accept whatever little effort every person is making. May Allah bring peace and tranquility, serenity, and Allah change the condition the ummah is facing, especially what we are going through in our province or our country. And again, remind ourselves that let us turn completely to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Any our dealings we have done wrong, we made zulam on any person, immediately make tawbah, istighfar, make amends, pay off all those debts that we have, qaraz, or make an effort to do that. If we have taken somebody's property, give him back his property, we have not given the inheritance and the share to that person, give them back. Whatever we have done wrong, we have harmed our neighbors, ask them for forgiveness, harmed our workers. Remember, when we make zulam on people, then Allah Ta'ala, then when He strikes, not immediately, Allah is not bound by time. It happens much later. then we will suffer consequences. Whatever it is, whatever halat has come upon us, again, it is Allah wants us to become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala wants us to make tawbah, istighfar. Allah gives us a little bit of a jolt, a shake. I mentioned to the brothers, this thought just came to me, like we have a solid block of ice. We need that ice to melt. You put it into the water. It's not melting. So we shake the glass. Once, twice. And as we're doing it, that hard, solid block of ice is expected to melt. So that is what our condition is. We are that hard block of ice. Allah Ta'ala is shaking us up. Once, twice, inshallah, not more than that. But now we must melt ourselves. Melt ourselves. Make the tawbah istighfar. Cry before Allah. Cry before Allah. Cry before Allah. May Allah give all of us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Dhikrullah, we have mentioned the benefits of dhikrullah again. La ilaha illallah. We say la nafi to everything. There is nobody, no ilah illallah but Allah. There is no power, no strength, no kingdom. There is nothing in this world but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So also we say no to all the spiritual maladies we have, the anger, the pride, the jealousy, the malice, all that we say la to, and we say illallah, fill our hearts with the marifat of Allah, with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah. Say Durood Sharif.
La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha
illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala make us true dhakirin, shakirin, and true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, mashallah, many people on their own have, you know, taken the initiative to distribute so much of bread and milk and so many other items. Many people and trucks have come from Johannesburg, Mazadville, and so many other places. We don't even know those people, but Allah Ta'ala give them barakat in their lives. They have thought of us, and immediately they send so much of supplies. See again, rozi comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will never starve us. Allah Ta'ala will provide for us from unseen sources. We don't know them, but inshallah the message will go to them that we are making dua for them also and for their families. اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حيان يا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد Ya Allah, hamari gunah ko maaf farma. Ya Allah, hamari gunah ko maaf farma. Ya Allah, hum gande hain, hum nalayiq. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have angered you, my Allah. We have made you naraz with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have made you naraz, my Allah. Ya Allah, become razi with us, my Allah. Show us our mistakes, ya Allah. Show us how to rectify ourselves. Make us rectify ourselves with the afiyat, my Allah. In the right way, my Allah. In the easy way, my Allah. Become pleased with us, my Allah. Allah, hum to bahut kamzor hai, my Allah. Hum bahut kamzor hai. Hum zaif hai, ya Allah. Our iman is so weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, if any more test comes upon us. Ya Allah, we fear our iman will go away, my Allah. Ya Allah, bahut kamzor. We don't have the iman like Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. We don't have the iman of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we beg you help us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Do not test us anymore, my Allah. We will fail in the test, my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't have the himmat, my Allah. Give us that himmat, my Allah. Give us that courage, my Allah. Hum muzdil ban gaye, ya Allah. Our hearts have become filled with nifaq, my Allah. Ya Ya Allah, fill our hearts with iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Help us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, before maut comes to us, my Allah. Make us be true believers, my Allah. Grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, jayad, sukoon, rah, protection. حفاظت فرما ایمان کی حفاظت فرما مساجد مدارس کی حفاظت فرما یا اللہ جان آبرو عزت کی حفاظت فرما اللہ protect our parents our wives our children our grandchildren our progeny یا اللہ protect our مسلمان brothers and sisters یا اللہ our localities یا اللہ یا اللہ حفاظت فرما حفاظت فرما حسبنا اللہ و نعم الوکیل یا اللہ نعم المولى ونعم النصير my Allah your words are true my Allah your words can never be wrong my Allah ya Allah we are so kamzor my Allah we are so weak my Allah ya Allah make us mukhlis banda help us to make rujoo towards you ya Allah ulama are telling us all the time to turn towards you to turn towards you ya Allah forgive us my Allah Ya Allah, we want to turn towards you, my Allah. Make it be with ease, my Allah. Do not test us and then make us turn towards you, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be with bounties, my Allah. That we make shukr and we turn to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have seen, my Allah, exactly what you have said in the Quran. That the town that had serenity, peace and tranquility, فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ Ya Allah, then they showed nashukri to your ni'mats. فَأَذَاقَهَ اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَصْنَعُونَ Then Ya Allah, you made them wear the clothing of hunger and fear. Ya Allah, exactly what we are going through now, my Allah. Forgive us, we have not made shukr to the beshumar ni'mat you gave us. Ya Allah, you gave us so many ni'mats. We're making shukr to you now, my Allah. You give us iman, my Allah. Do not make salb of this iman. Do not snatch away this iman. You give us so many ni'mas, ya Allah. You give us Islam, deen, my Allah. You enabled us to read our salat with jamaat in your masjid, my Allah. Oh, women folk at home, my Allah. You give us tawfiq of reading durood and salam upon our beloved Prophet Nabi Kareem. We made zikr, my Allah. We took your mubarak name, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making dua, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making shukr for every ni'mat you have given us. Made us an ummah of beloved Nabi Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, do not snatch away these ni'mats, my Allah. Do not make us have fear and hunger, my Allah. Ey Maliki Kareem, Rahim, Allah. Provide for us from unseen sources, my Allah. Change the conditions in our country, my Allah. Change the conditions in our country. Allah, some person's ikhlas sitting in his gathering, or some mother, or sister, or brother at home, some masoom child, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are taking your beautiful names, your asma'ul husna, your sifat al-ula, your ismi azam, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're begging you tonight, my Allah, we're beseeching your help, your strength. Iyaka na'budu, wa iyaka nasta'in. اللهم إنا نسألك بأنك أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الأحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد يا الله يا أسوي يا الله يا ذا العرش المجيد يا الله يا ذا بوزيسة في عرش يا الله يا من بيده ملكوت كل شيء وهو يجير ولا يجار Ey Malik Kareem Al-Rahim Allah, change the conditions, Ya Allah. Make it be better, my Allah. Nothing is impossible for you, my Allah. Nothing is impossible for you, my Allah. Nothing is impossible for you, my Allah. Don't make us do anything that is going to displease you again, my Allah. Let us enjoy aman and aman again, my Allah. Open your doors again for us for hajj and umrah, my Allah. Let our qurbani go with ease, my Allah. Let it be with ease, O Eid al-Adha, my Allah. Don't make there be any problems for us, my Allah. Ey Malik al-Kareem, ya Allah. There are so many people who are sick in hospitals, my Allah. Sick at home, my Allah. Grant them kamil shifa. Ya Allah, give them kamil shifa. Shifa ya ajil, mustaqir da'im, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many have passed away, my Allah. Grant all the marhumin jannatu firdaus. Grant the family sabri jameel. Allah give us maut with iman, my Allah. Maut in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Baril jannatul baqi. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Hodi Kothar water from his mubarak hands. Make us enter jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect all of us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffad, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarabin, maqbuleen. Ya Allah, all those who are striving in your path, they've come out in jamaat, my Allah. Allah, fulfill all the jais murads, my Allah. Grant them afiyat and barakat, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many people doing different khidmat, my Allah. So many are feeding the needy now, my Allah. So many are feeding and distributing food to every person, my Allah. Hey, Malik al-Kareem, ya Allah, give all of them barakat and afiyat. Ya Allah, those who are standing, ya Allah, and making pehradari, my Allah. Allah, tu unki, ya Allah, barpoor nusrat farma. Ya Allah, fulfill all our hadat and needs, my Allah. Remove the difficulties the ummat of Nabi al-Kareem from his suffering, my Allah. Remove our problem, my Allah. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wat al-muttarreen idha da'uk. Rahman al-dunya wal-akhirah. ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها رحمة من سواك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.